I think it's today. Yeah, today's 7 weeks, so felt good. Practice the last 2 days, doing everything, and so just kind of excited to be back out there, learning the offense and get going.
When did you know that you were full go, that you could do everything?
I mean, the last few weeks I've been doing most things from a practice standpoint, and running, doing rollouts. We're still being smart with some things. Not trying to overdo it, not try to have consecutive days or that where you're doing a lot of pounding, a lot of jumping and landing on it. But just from doing daily football activities, feel like I can do them all full.
Do you plan on taking some days off here, because you said you don't want to pound on it too much in
a row? No, I don't plan on taking days off. Obviously, this week we have three practices in a row. Most weeks will be, where you'll have two, then a day off, then two more. So, tomorrow. But, we're just going to kind of see how it's responding. And today, no swelling after practice, no discomfort, no issues. So, ready. Keep going about my business, trying to keep getting better out there in the field, and take one day at a time and see how it feels.
Did you surprise yourself at all? I guess because I know you haven't had a surgery like this before.
So. No, I think that this was kind of my goal, to be back for OTAs. I knew that was when I had the surgery, I know that it would be about 7 weeks till you got to yesterday, to that first OTA. So I was hoping, they kind of said it was a 6 week. After surgery, possibly being 6 weeks to your, they didn't really tell me, it's 6 weeks so I can start doing things, or 6 weeks so I'm full speed. They just say 6 weeks, so I kind of had it in my mind, well, by seven I should be ready. And I knew early on, kind of after 3 weeks, that I was feeling pretty good and be able to do a few things, and was hoping that it would continue to heal quickly and be back for OTAs.
Eli, this is a hypothetical, but did your urgency have anything to do with the new offense, the new system, or do you think if this was last year or the year before, you would have felt the same?
Well, I think I always want to be out there. I think, I think this year, having a new offense definitely made me want to be out with the team, out running plays, having the call, just little things, calling the plays in the huddle, hearing the play called and be able to visualize it quickly, and if you miss miss part of the call, be able to kind of figure out what it is just by knowledge of the offense. So all those things are important. I think it's one thing to watch it from the sideline and think what's going on, but sometimes you got to be right there at the line of scrimmage and having to make important calls and changes and checks and reads. So I think it's very important for me to be out there, and I wanted to be out there as soon as possible to get going with this offense.
Now that you're on the field with the offense, it's no longer just practice, you're actually out there doing it. What are your early thoughts about it?
Everything, it's been a learning experience, learning a new offense, some different concepts, different protections. So, I like everything. Everything makes sense. Feel good about how the these last couple of days have gone. It's not perfect. There are things that need to be improved. But that's, I thought the last 2 days it has been, there's been some good plays. There's been some things where I felt in good rhythm with the offense and what we're trying to do. So again, we're at the very early stages, but I like where we're heading and like the options that this offense gives the quarterback and the whole team to be successful.
Eli, how would you compare how your ankle feels today with how it felt maybe during those Duke workouts, or when you were in the process of deciding that surgery was the best option?
No, it feels a lot better than that's why we did the surgery, because there was some discomfort and in running and doing drills, I would notice it at times where at this point, I don't notice it. I'm out there, worried about football, not thinking one bit about my ankle. So I know it was definitely the right decision to get this done to knock it out where I won't have any more issues. We'll have to deal with it later on in the season with something flaring back up. So excited that I got it done, and also excited, that was my biggest concern about doing it when we did it, is I thought I might miss some time in OTAs, and I didn't want to, but the fact that I healed up quickly, got back for these OTAs, makes it, feel confident that we made the right decision.
Eli, did you have to have conversations with people to get yourself onto the field? Like, I'm sure there was some resistance from people that wanted to.
Well, we just took it, you know, we kind of, you know, never had an exact timetable for when I would return. I think, you know, I wanted to make it back for OTAs, but I never, you know, never, you know, they didn't, you know, the trainers never said, no, you're not going to make it back for OTAs. We just, we took it week by week and kept, you know, kind of doing more and more as I was able to do kind of, you know, certain things and not have pain or discomfort. So, you know, by 3 weeks, I was, you know, probably out here doing some drops, just, you know, maybe doing 15 or 20 drops, and it felt good and you know, be able to run around and just kept kind of taking the steps to hopefully get back to this point.
Jerry said at one point he thought you'd be out for the spring, you know, likely be out for, you know, the whole OTA and mini camp. Was that something the team told you, hey, it's only mini camp? Maybe we should take it slow with this. Maybe that's, you know, we should consider that.
No, I mean, I knew we were going to be smart with it and not rush back to something just to get back for OTAs and mini camps if I wasn't ready and or I'd have setbacks. That was kind of the whole goal, not to have any setbacks. And so we haven't. Everything's going smoothly, and we'll continue to monitor and be smart. And I still have, you know, work to do and rehab to do to you know get things stronger, but you know, but I think excited to be back out there with the team.